Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. Until then, we're going to chat about a few stories we've got here. Luther, you've got a story about a judge overturning some drug rulings?
Yeah, this comes from CBSMiami.com. And apparently a Miami-Dade Circuit Court judge ruled Wednesday that Florida's drug possession charge was illegal and agreed to dismiss the possession charges against 39 people. So to kind of reiterate that, he stated that the law about possession charges is illegal in itself.
I see.
Don't expect a mass exodus from the jails just yet. The judge said that his order, he's given the order a week to give the state time to appeal to the Third District Court.
I bet they're going to do that, too.
I'm sure they are. In fact, Charles Nanny, he's the Miami-Dade.
I love that name.
That's hilarious.
He is such a nanny. He's head of the Narcotics Bureau. Said that it was a setback and would send the wrong message.
Charles Petty Tyrant Nanny.
Yeah.
This will encourage drug use. It's the gateway to other crimes, Nanny said, adding that the judge was practicing judicial activism. And in a way, I guess he was, but go for him.
I am stunned by this.
I'm stunned, too. I don't know that this is a turnaround or anything.
Yeah. Are you stunned by the fact that the judge is making is turning over this law? Or
right.
by the fact that this guy thinks that marijuana is the gateway to other crimes?
No, well, I'm stunned at that as well. But I'm absolutely stunned. I've never heard, really, of any judge deciding that he shouldn't prosecute drug cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just unheard of. So good for him.
Yeah.
You know, and the only thing that makes marijuana a gateway drug is the fact that it's illegal. And the government has found with their own studies that this is true. If there's a gateway effect, that gateway effect exists because it's illegal. So therefore, if, for instance...
And it's easy to get.
It's very easy to get. You know, kids go and buy marijuana, and then their drug dealer says, hey, want some whatever, and offers that to them, too. So that's the gateway effect. And it's not like you're talking about kids, you know, smoking pot and going out and boosting cars or something.
Yeah,
and that doesn't happen.
That is absolutely an effect of
my gateway drug was tobacco. I smoked cigarettes first, and my second was alcohol.
But they can't be a gateway because those are legal.
But if the logic is that if you start doing one drug, you'll do others, mine was technically tobacco and then alcohol before I tried pot.
Yep.
Sure.
So wouldn't tobacco or alcohol be considered gateway drugs then?
I always say that. If people bring up gateway drugs, I say mine's tobacco.
Well, we can't make those illegal because we've been through prohibition and we know what happens, Mark.
Right.
We're smarter than that now. Anyway, Mary Poppins here continues. It's going to have a chilling effect on crime.
What does chilling effect on crime mean? Isn't that what we want on crime?
Don't
we want crime to chill?
Yes.
Me too.
Almost every person shot on the street in drive-by shootings is drug-related, so you're sending a message to citizens of Dade County... Let's do more drugs.
Wow. So the people that are shot are drug-related, but they're illegal drug-related.
Right. And nobody's shooting each other over aspirin.
Right. And the people, you know, in the Budweiser and the Miller Lite trucks, they aren't shooting at each other from their big beer trucks. They just live their lives and drive their stuff around, and everything works fine. It's the fact that the stuff is illegal that causes these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This nanny guy doesn't seem to understand that we've seen this before. We know what prohibition does, and people cannot make the connection that illegal drugs, it's a prohibition. And the reason why there's all this violence associated with drugs is because they're illegal. It drives the price up.
Mm-hmm.
On a personal use level, robberies and things like that, nobody's robbing liquor or convenience stores because of alcohol use, because you can work a job and afford it. But if you're a crackhead or a heroin addict and you need money, lots of it, because it's expensive, you know, that's when people are pushed to do things, these violent crimes like robberies and
everywhere
whatever.
You look where they've pulled back these drug laws, like Portugal recently or Amsterdam, for example.
Yep.
I mean, the heroin addicts can function at least. You know, they're still addicts. They still have a lot of problems. But, you know, they're getting by in life. They don't have to rob people. Violent crime has gone down.
Right. Crime decreases. And believe it or not, drug use decreases. Now, I'm sure that there's a spike in drug use immediately when they make the things legal.
I would say it's a small spike, though, because most people who want to do drugs do them.
Yeah. And who knows, that spike isn't just people, you know, admitting to it, because finally they can
that
be
much
open
is true.
About it.
That much is certainly quite possible. But the evidence is, overwhelmingly, if you believe that by legalizing drugs, more people will do drugs, apparently you are wrong, because in the places that they have decriminalized drug use has decreased, especially in the younger demographics. So please don't whip out, "What about the children?" on me.
Well,
you're welcome to call and talk about this if you want. If you're a drug warrior, you think that drugs should be illegal, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say, because I have yet to hear a good argument on it.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, there is a voice of reason down there, and this comes from a defense attorney, Jonathan Jordan. Currently, he's representing a little over a dozen people on drug possession-related charges, and he says, "It's not okay to do drugs. That's not the message that the judges are trying to send. They just want people to have their constitutional rights protected."
I would like to interject and say, you know, it is okay to do drugs sometimes if you choose to. You can use drugs responsibly.
Why do they have drug stores if drugs aren't okay to use?
I hate that statement. And you know, when people make the arguments for things, they have to take this politically correct stance, like drugs are not okay. I'm going to just go above that and say, you know, sometimes, if they're right for you, drugs are okay. You can use them responsibly.
It's the same argument that would be had for alcohol. I mean, it was one of the most deadly drugs in the world, and people claim that it's okay. They seem to think it's okay. It's not okay to drive, and I don't think it's okay to imbibe drugs and drive.
50 years prior to the signing of Prohibition, people were saying it's not okay to be drunk.
They certainly were.
Right on society.
The temperance movement was huge. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, can you hear me now? Thought I had Frank here. Frank. We'll just put Frank on hold, and maybe we can get back to him.
Well, I'd like to build on something you said, Julia, about how the idea that drugs can never be okay, and that sending out that message is kind of a bad thing. Because I'm going to speak from personal experience here that marijuana probably saved my life. I probably would have killed myself as a teenager if I hadn't become a pothead.
Well, explain that to me.
I had terrible anxiety problems. Like, I would just go into fits. I would start shaking. I would feel the weight of the world on my shoulders, you know, like nothing could make me comfortable. You know, it would either be too hot or too cold, or I wouldn't want to be hearing whatever music was on, you know, like everything, like
constant state of upset.
Constant, yes.
Okay.
And I started smoking marijuana, self-medicating, you'll say, and I calmed down immediately. It helps, like, instantly, as soon as you smoke it.
Now, to add to this, they had him on some prescription drugs.
Zoloft.
And you chose on your own to stop taking it. And, you know, from what I know about prescription drugs, like, I think that you made the right decision. Because I think it's terrible getting, like, young kids hooked on these prescription drugs.
Now I see the Zoloft commercials, and it says, not for anyone under 18, which I was at the time.
Yeah,
and,
like, you were,
I remember,
like,
it
12
would make me
or
nauseous.
13.
It would make me not hungry. It would... killed my sex drive, which is terrible when you're a teenager, you know?
Well, were you having sex at 12?
I was trying to, Mark.
Right, understand you were trying to. I got you, brother. I understand. I've heard of people taking, and different ones of these drugs are different, but it's funny, some of these depression drugs cause depression and even suicide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, what?
Yeah, that's a warning on the commercials, too. If you start to feel negative thoughts of suicide, you know, please call your doctor immediately.
And I have yet to hear what the side effects are of marijuana. Some people say it'll make you lazy.
You get hungry.
Yeah, there's
sometimes
there's
you're
snackers.
Unmotivated. Sometimes you miss your turn when you're driving somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I can attest.
Shouldn't drive while smoking. I just got to say, kids, don't drive while using any drug.
Yeah, I can attest to this personally. Most people probably don't know this, but Chris and I are actually siblings.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And
I didn't mention
that. Well, one thing that I noticed was that when he started smoking pot was that it really chilled him out, and he was very angry. And he's the least angry person you know now. When I tell people that, they don't believe me.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, it's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go check out freetalklive.com. We've got archives there for you going back for over 5 years. That's right, 5 years worth of free archives, all that audio content. You can do whatever you want with it. Use it, you know, put it on your MP3 player, take it to work with you. If you've got a job where you can listen all day or you commute or whatever, it's yours for the downloading at archives.freetalklive.com. No other radio show is going to do that for you. Archives.freetalklive.com. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many other great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, Ruger.com. We've been talking about, just this judge in Florida that said that the certain possession laws in the state were illegal, and they kind of talked about different kinds of drug legalization and that idea. So let's go to Frank in New York. Frank?
Good evening.
How are you?
Well, I survived the earthquake this afternoon here in New York.
There was
on the Richter scale.
they say it existed. I even happened up here. I never felt it.
I felt it.
I was actually editing some text on my computer, and my wall started to shake, and the ceiling started to buckle, and I got out of there very quickly. It lasted 14 seconds, and I said to my neighbor upstairs that, if I were in Los Angeles, this would have been an earthquake. And then I got back to my apartment, plugged in the computer, turned on the internet radio, and found out they were evacuating the Capitol in D.C. and also the Pentagon. And I was shocked to hear that.
So it was the epicenter in Washington, D.C.? Because if it was, Frank, I might now believe in a god.
Well, you know what? All of the city was laid out with all those ley lines and things. If you look at the sacred geometry of Washington, D.C., I mean, that was to be prevented, with the with sort of the Masonic layout of the city.
But is it a big pentagram or something?
Pardon me?
Is it a big pentagram or something?
Yes, absolutely. And we have all sorts of things. We have the pentagram. We have the Star of David. We have everything. If you look at Washington from an aerial perspective, it's most interesting. However, I think they said it was about 40 miles from D.C. in Virginia, the epicenter.
I have to tell you, CIA headquarters.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that. I wonder if Langley's playing around with HAARP or if they have one of those reverse polarity field wave generators that can cause all of those problems that certain countries have been discussing privately. I won't mention the countries, but we know who they are.
If you find out for sure, Frank, you let us know, okay?
I shall. Oh, listen, I wanted to say that I think the drugs should be legalized, provided you're over the age of 18, and I think also they should be pure. They should be, in a sense, processed by corporations or pharmaceutical firms, but the prices should be kept low so that if someone is, addicted to heroin or opium or something or morphine, they should be able to get it for, maybe, 50 cents, a dollar, a hit or whatever. And since the power elite want to sort of thin the herd out, and we know that with deindustrialization, the chances of people having a living wage job, unless you're part of the very wealthy and powerful, is going to be non-existent over the next 20 years. I think it would be wise to, provide the accessibility to those drugs. And also, as our system collapses, when the economy collapses and we have social upheaval and unrest, you don't want a lot of bright, articulate people saying, look, this person did this, it was this president that destabilized the financial institutions because of 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's change it. I think the power elite would be more concerned would be happier sort of seeing people sort of, if there isn't work, let them be happy and sort of, and I thought too.
I can see the point, Frank, but, what the studies show is that when they legalize drugs, the drug use goes down. So if what they're hoping is...
That's probably true. But if you have a tremendous economic crisis pending and a social upheaval imminent, what would be interesting, we could also create many, many hundreds of thousands of new jobs in drug counseling. So when people get sick and tired of their high, they could have you know, government-supported drug counseling that would employ lots of people getting people off that. And what's interesting, if it were legalized and it were sanitary, you wouldn't have to have, you know, so much bad stuff in it to sort of fill it up. You could have very pure drugs. It could be healthy. It could be inexpensive. And let's be honest. Why should it be a crime? The CIA and MI6 and Mossad, all these intelligence agencies for the last 60 years have been making money dealing illegal drugs worldwide.
Well, that's
and
why
governments
should,
do this. What's,
the fact that's why it should remain illegal. So that those that's why it should remain illegal. So
right,
those agencies can make a lot of
legal.
Money doing it.
See, we can't have that hypocrisy. We should be more open, and we should make it legal. And then I have a feeling if it's going to be legal, a lot of people aren't going to want to do it. There's sort of a thrill to being an outlaw
to some extent.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
To some extent, that's true. I mean, it's called the forbidden fruit factor, and it's absolutely what you're saying is true.
Right, and put a tax on it. Let's generate some real revenue. If we're not going to put a Tobin tax on the financial transactions of Wall Street and the markets, yeah, let's put a little tax on that and generate some real revenue.
Well, I don't support any taxes ever, but I do suspect that if they do legalize drugs, the taxes will be in the works immediately.
Absolutely.
As long as it's not patented and some company doesn't get some kind of monopoly on
right.
it, you're going to find that it's extraordinarily cheap in the same way that getting a cheap bottle of vodka, you know, the 1.75 liters you can get for $10,
okay.
you'll probably find that you can get, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 hits. I don't really know what,
yes.
You know, heroin. One is, but of heroin for the same price.
Well, you know what we could do? What could be done, too? We should follow what the Scandinavian countries have been doing over the last 30 to 40 years, what the European nations have been doing, and even what little Switzerland was doing. You know, a percentage of the Swiss youth were addicted to heroin, but rather than criminalize it and make it dangerous, they allowed heroin to exist in the country. There were designated parks in Zurich and Geneva known as needle parks where the junkies could go out and sort of not be a burden on the community, and the police would come with the social workers once a day and give clean needles so they wouldn't be spreading HIV and things. And you know what? Ultimately, we have to look at this. We need to take this issue and make it humane. It can't be class warfare where we impose it on those that can least afford it and make those as a class outlaws. We have to be honest. And let's face it, our government has been so hypocritical in the 20th century, especially regarding illegal drugs. And it's time to abandon that hypocrisy and be honest. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Frank. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about drugs. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. Go to the website, post what you want to post. FreeTalkLive.com is as interactive as Free Talk Live is. You can go to the website, you can put whatever you want up there. Blog posts, news stories, vote them up, vote them down. Other people will vote them up, vote them down, and you can vote on theirs. It's one big happy voting family there at freetalklive.com. So I want you to go to learnliberty.org/FTL and take a look at this video. It's who favors freedom more, liberals or conservatives? Professor Anthony Davey analyzes fundamental differences between liberals and conservatives and proposes an alternative view of political policies and their impact on individual freedom. Go check out the video. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. This is a great video to post on your Facebook wall so that your friends who are really into the presidential race coming up, the liberals and conservatives, can take a look at this and learn a little something about the political paradigm. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Learnliberty.org/FTL. Let's go to McFall in Pennsylvania. McFall?
Hey, Mark. Just wanted to report to your audience that agorism may be alive and well in New Hampshire, but it's at least crawling and gasping here in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
For those who don't know, agorism or agorism, if you want to use the
potato,
the more Greek version, it's basically the idea that doing business in the black market, a peaceful business in the black market, with the intention of building up networks of trust that can eventually replace the state. That's sort of the general idea of it. But in the meantime, you make a profit, so that's the benefit.
Gotcha.
Well, scrapping metal is pretty pretty easy way to make some money on the side.
Sure.
I'm currently self-employed, not making a ton of money doing what I want to do, so I've just been doing odd jobs. And a friend of mine and I have been going to a scrapyard, cashing in our metal, you know, once or twice a week, and it pays the bills. But Pennsylvania just passed a new law back in 2008 that makes it requires scrapyards to write down and report the license numbers or the license plate numbers and driver's license numbers of anybody who gets a haul worth over $100.
Over $100? Good Lord.
That's quite a haul.
It's a bag of cans.
A bag of cans?
Oh, I mean, it's $100 isn't that much in metal.
Well,
yeah, it's pretty much anything over 1,000 pounds you're going to get. Even just sheet iron, which other than die-cast stuff is the cheapest that comes, yeah, that'll be over 100. So
I turned in some pipes and some copper pipes and copper wire from building my house and got more than $100.
Well, copper is more valuable than most of the metals
like
steel or aluminum, especially like you said, a bag of cans. A bag of cans is going to get you like $5.
Okay, maybe apparently I'm wrong.
A big bag of cans.
Yeah, big old bag of cans. All right, so go on with your story. Apparently, my expertise in scrap metals is somewhat debatable.
I'd like to ask you a question, if I could. Why do you think the state of Pennsylvania is doing this?
Because for decades upon decades, probably since the beginning of the scrapping industry back in 1903, people have been, or 1913 when the income, when was the income tax instituted? Under FDR, that's right. Well, and since the income tax, people have been skipping out on it. But by doing little businesses on the side like this that are cash, you know,
gotcha.
You don't get a paycheck and you don't have to report the income, or at least nobody's reporting it for you. So they figure they can get the businesses to do their dirty work.
That's what they do. I mean, in all cases, the government tries to get they institute people as unpaid deputies to enforce their laws for them, whether it's sales tax where they tell businesses, look, you've got to pay me seven cents on every dollar you sell and report to me how many dollars you've sold. And if you don't do it right, then we're going to come after you. So they ask you to do it, and then they punish you if they don't think you've done it right. You know, that's work. It costs time and money to do that kind of reporting, and they don't compensate you for that. The 14th Amendment says that there shall be no involuntary servitude, but the government asks that from you constantly. It breaks its own laws every day.
Yep, it does. Well, some people apparently aren't having any of it because my friend and I, we just scrapped a big above-ground pool last week. It was mostly steel, but also aluminum.
Yeah, a lot of aluminum.
13 cents a pound. Aluminum's 55 cents a pound, so you get a lot of money out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over there, and we made well over $100. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. It's just the first time that I figured out what was going on. You drive up on the scale. They ask you to sort out one kind of metal. Then you drive up on another scale, sort out a different kind until all of your different kinds of metal are gone. And then they tally it up. And then when we went to pick up our cash, I noticed that they had three different receipts for us. And what they had done was they had split our take in three parts so that it would not exceed $100.
Gotcha. So they're a little trick that the metal place has in order to keep people below $100, because $100 is the reporting height or whatever.
Yep, and it can be pretty lonely here in Western Pennsylvania for a pro-liberty person, but at least it's not completely barren.
I don't know if this has to do with liberty as much as it has to do with just people acting towards their incentives, and the government, once again, failing to properly incentivize people.
Well, I think it does, because in the employee parking lot, there's two people with Ron Paul stickers.
That's a good thing.
It's just a theory, but I think it might be the case.
Couldn't hurt. Libertarians do love metal. They just love it.
Oh, yeah.
McFaul, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Give us a call at Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You know, I wonder why the phenomenon is as far as libertarians liking metal, but it's interesting. They like to do business in metals, whether it's I've seen it done in ingots of aluminum before. People doing business in ingots of aluminum.
How much would an ingot of aluminum be worth? Like a penny?
No, it's higher quality aluminum, okay. And it's solid, so it's worth something. It's certainly worth more than a penny, but I don't know what the business that was done, but I've seen it.
I've seen like rhodesium coins, like at troy ounces and stuff, which are worth even more than gold. I think it's rhodesium. It's one of those.
There's several different of them out there, palladium, platinum, and rhodesium and things like that. It's interesting, the different types of metal.
I collect scrap. I used to do it more when I was a technician because I could get it more readily. I could just take copper out of machines and aluminum. I got plenty of aluminum, but I saved up aluminum for 2 years and got $30, and I was kind of pissed about that.
It does depend when you trade it in. One thing I was thinking about after I had told my little story is I did go at the very height of a sort of metal jump in prices, so I couldn't tell you what copper is trading. I couldn't tell you any of that stuff.
I think it's $4.20, $4.50 right now, a pound.
I better than I.
Yeah.
If you want to get some metals, silver and gold, we've got them at gold.freetalklive.com. I've been buying silver and gold during these markets because I think they're going to continue to go up because I'm pretty sure the federal government's going to continue to print money. And that's going to continue to devalue the currency. So therefore, at the very least, as a hedge against inflation, people are running into gold and silver. Since they're running into it as a hedge against inflation, it's driving up the cost because the demand's higher. And we're entering some kind of bull run on gold and silver.
Yeah. And it's even not as high as it has been historically. It's less than 1% of the population, or only 1%, I forget which one, is buying gold right now.
As I understand it, if you sort of equate it for the real dollar, which is I guess the 1964 dollar or something, I don't know exactly what it is, but if you adjust it for inflation, the gold and silver aren't even at their heights that they've been at before.
Right.
So gold.freetalklive.com. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Everybody, it's Mike Buck from New Zealand's Nature Bee. Don't let this bad financial situation wear your health down. When you order or reorder your Nature Bee right now, the best supplement on the planet from Clean Green New Zealand, our plant pollen with a money-back guarantee will fix you right up. $99.95 still gets you a huge six-month supply plus delivery, and we give you 3 more months for free. Now, come on, don't wait, and don't stress about your health. Get healthy with Nature Bee. 1-866-834-8355 or click to naturebee.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value, well, you know, they're doing a heck of a lot better than the dollar is. You'd learn more, visit weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Looks like Jordan Saskatchewan wants to talk about fashion. Jordan?
I'm here to talk about Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. The Beeb.
Our favorite. We were just talking about Justin Bieber earlier.
We love his hair.
Is his hair as exciting as it used to be? Because, I mean, it's kind of diminished in popularity at this point, right? I mean, like, his hair's been around for years now.
Yeah, well, it's just hot.
Okay. What precisely about his hairstyle makes you hot, as it were?
I don't know.
I don't either. Is there anything else about the Beeb you like besides his hair? I mean, he's not a bad dancer and appears to be a pretty good businessman to boot. For
his
like a
shoes are amazing.
Shoes.
Shoes.
You know, I gotta say, it's important to, if you're gonna be a well dressed man, shoes are important things to look at. But, you know, I think he's hit his target market, the Beeb. You know, he's really, he's hitting that, yeah. The tween and teen,
doesn't
model.
Do it for me.
Well, no, it's a little young for myself, but I mean, this, you'd take the money if it were preferred, would you not?
Absolutely.
Well, Jordan, anything else about the Beeb you'd like to mention?
Just that I love him so much.
Well, you know, perhaps you can cut out this little section of the show and email it to him. He'd probably really like the fact that he got a little mention on Free Talk Live, a little plug. Thanks, Jordan.
I don't know his email.
I don't either. I'm
Justin,
sorry, I can't
Justin
help.
JustinBieber.com?
Okay. Try that. Try Justin. Try the Beeb, if that doesn't work. The Beeb at JustinBieber.com.
Bieber boy. Nice hair, 5,000.
Oh, you know, I mean... Julia, did you have a crush when you were on some particular
boy.
I'm sure.
You can't remember?
What?
I love Carrie Underwood, I have to say.
Carrie Underwood is
when I was young?
Singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess.
And that doesn't bother me, even though I hate pop country, because she has a nice sounding voice, and she's beautiful.
I remember liking Belinda Carlisle probably a little too much.
Yeah.
She was from the Go-Go's. Does anyone know what I'm talking about
here?
Yeah.
Yep. She was also in The Runaways with Joan Jett and Lita Ford.
I apparently know more about Belinda Carlisle than I do.
Yeah.
She had a solo career. Briefly, I don't know really much else about it. Julia, you're not going to confess?
Well, I went through like a brief period where I liked the Backstreet Boys when I was really young. It didn't last long. And I don't remember really liking a specific one. I kind of thought they were all hot.
Mm-hmm. You'd have taken any Backstreet Boy that happened to come along the way.
I
suspect there's more than one young girl that felt exactly the same. What do you think you would have done with them? Because this is, I think that, you know, I think boys probably have a pretty good idea what they would do with girls if they had the opportunity. I'm not 100% sure what young girls would do with young boys.
I could remember, you know, what I was thinking at that age. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was like maybe kissing.
Not bad.
You know what I mean?
Not bad.
Just a little kissing or something, but I really don't remember what I was thinking at that age.
You just thought they were hot.
Yeah.
Just motivated by them visually.
Yes.
Yeah. I, you know.
Pretty people are nice to look at.
I had a situation where I guess I was going into high school. Maybe I was a freshman or something like that. And some girls that were probably reaching middle school age were, coming to see me at the comic book store where I worked. And, you know, I just kind of wondered what would they do if they had the opportunity. I mean, they were just sort of, you know, giggling girls and, you know, but I was kind of befuddled.
I guess it's more just an instinct, kind of a compulsion.
I'm thinking that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what it is. Speaking of, you know, people, attractive people that everybody liked to talk about, let's talk about Ron Paul. You know, there is a really cute picture on the internet that I saw yesterday of Ron Paul, and it's a baby like grabbing Ron Paul's face and kissing him. And the caption is, "Politicians kiss babies. Babies kiss Ron Paul."
Yep, I saw that one.
And it is the darned cutest picture ever. And he's got the happiest big smile on his face. Yep. This is a guy who's a, you know, OBGYN. He's delivered more babies than he's seen more, you know, vag than anybody has seen. And, you know, he just loves children. And sure. I was touched by it.
Yeah, it is a great picture and like a great little word, blurb to go with it. I mean, like, that's just such a great sales pitch.
Indeed. So there's some poll out here, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It's essentially, what would happen today if people had to vote against Barack Obama and whomever? We're reasonably certain the Democratic nominee is going to be Barack Obama. It's still up in the air who the Republican nominee is, and the choices are Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Ron Paul, and Michelle Bachmann. So Gallup, it's hard to argue.
Is that our top tier now?
Apparently they're calling Ron Paul top tier because the media got scolded enough about Ron Paul not being called top tier.
By
now
a
they
fake
have to.
News organization from Comedy Central.
Indeed. So, I think it's fair. He should be considered top tier. He comes in this poll higher than Michelle Bachmann. So, basically, Mitt Romney is apparently 48-46, beating Barack Obama. Rick Perry is 47-47, tying with Barack Obama. Ron Paul is 45-47, being beaten by Barack Obama. And Michelle Bachmann is 44-48, being beaten by Barack Obama. And what this says to me is this is the margin of error, essentially. These numbers are separated by 4%. And it's anyone's game at this point. Also, something that you really have to consider is that these are registered voters, and you're talking to a lot of Main Street Republicans. And Main Street Republicans are kind of like your average Republican who doesn't vote in primaries. Primaries are decided by people who are far more motivated. People who are hardcore libertarians, people who are hardcore moral majority types, and the moral majority appears to be split three ways between Romney, Perry, and Bachmann, certainly between Perry and Bachmann. So it's interesting that today Ron Paul would have a very good shot of beating Barack Obama in the election. I've seen ones where he's tied him, and I've actually seen ones where Ron Paul has beaten Obama. But this is just interesting that they show them all right here together. It's a powerful statement about, well, essentially we're going to have likely going to have a Republican president if things don't change, is what this says. Right.
Isn't that what generally happens, though? You know, there was the Republicans, and everyone complained about all the damage they did. So then we got a Democrat in, and the damage just keeps adding up. It just accumulates over time. It doesn't.
Wasn't Mitt Romney the governor of Massachusetts who passed Romneycare?
Yes.
Right. So that's going to be a really tough thing for him to get around. And Perry is the one who backed down on the TSA thing, and that's going to certainly come out.
Texas. Was, yeah. They wanted to opt out as a state, right?
Bachman is a tax attorney who's going to ruin people's lives over this stuff and then says she's for lower taxes. Yeah. I mean, who's going to trust that? So that's
who's been consistent, you know, over a good portion.
That's exactly it, is Ron Paul's consistent. I mean, there's certainly things that they can trot out something on everybody.
Oh, sure.
Ron Paul's got
there
stuff
are things about Ron Paul I don't like, you know, that I've heard.
Right. I mean, you know, his views on homosexuality have seem to have matured over time.
Mm-hmm.
And his views on race, apparently, he was certainly sullied by some racial comments back 20 years ago. And I'm sure that'll get trotted out if he runs against Obama.
Well, there are websites, racist Democrats, and it has quotes of, like, people like Hillary Clinton saying racist things.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, like, they're not outed as racists, even though...
Well...
I think everybody can be taken out of context.
Sure,
and,
sure.
I'm not sure that they were Ron Paul's quotes. They were all sort of surrounding Ron Paul. He was very adept at this, but there's some pretty damning quotes out there. But, you know, his views on homosexuality are that... He thinks that gay marriage should be left to the states. Marriage should be left to the states, and then states should have to, through the Constitution, they have to honor the contracts of other states. So therefore, you know, one state legalizes gay marriage, it should be legal in all of them. And he knows what his constituency is about, and his constituency isn't going to go for him saying anything against gays or whatever.
Sure.
So, and he's also really softened his line on immigration from 2008. I think that's for me, that's a position that matters, because I don't like this whole, well, let's get them Mexicans and lock them up. It's kind of talk.
Did you see that story about the illegal alien in New Mexico who saved that little girl?
I've actually got it in show print here. Yep. This apparently a New Mexico hero who saved a little girl happens to be illegal. They're such bad people.
Yeah.
You've had people say that murderers, dog eaters, you know, whatever they say. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Government control is on the wane, and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price. One man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.